Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, sunny with a high near 81. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 60. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 84. And in the news for today and our continuing coverage of candidates and issues for the upcoming Wisconsin primary elections, which will be held on Tuesday, August 9th, today we look at the Republican candidates for the 96th State Assembly seat, which is currently held by Lauren Oldenburg, a farmer and small business owner from rural Viroqua. Oldenburg was elected to this position in 2018, succeeding longtime Republican Representative Lee Nerison, who had chaired the state legislature's Agriculture Committee. Oldenburg currently sits on the Agriculture Committee, where he is vice chair, and also the Energy and Utilities, Environment, Rural Development, Small Business Development, where he is chair, and the Workforce Development Committees. Oldenburg, in a campaign survey posted in the La Crosse Tribune, stated that he has worked with state agencies, local elected officials, and community members to create a plan to reduce flooding in areas that have been previously devastated by floods. He also authored a bipartisan bill signed into law that helps with natural flooding solutions and reduces the peak of floods, and also that he has worked with local educators and colleagues in the legislature to advance the state's youth apprenticeship program. Oldenburg said the major issues facing the 96th include plans for flooding, broadband internet expansion, support for farmers, and supporting healthcare facilities and workers. He stated that farmers are crucial to the economy in Wisconsin, and especially in the 96th district. Quoting Oldenburg, "This year we have seen record input costs. We need to work to find ways for farmers to be both profitable and sustainable in these times. I will continue to work for our farmers in the legislature. This session, I authored a bipartisan bill that would update the state's farmland preservation program and the tax cut that is provided to those who participate in the program. I also authored a bill focused on farmers' mental health that would connect them with a network of farmers who can support each other, as well as educational opportunities to help them avoid undue stress." Oldenburg is being challenged by newcomer to state politics Holly Otteson Liska from Hillsboro, who in the same survey reveals her dedication to support the anti-abortion movement as a member of the Richland County Right to Life Pro-Life Wisconsin. When asked why she is running, Otteson Liska stated she believes that, quote, "our freedoms and that we need bold and fearless people to serve the people in this legislature." Other quotables from the survey: she believes another major issue in the state is education and the subjecting of our children to hypersexualized content, removing a parent's authority over their minor children, and politically driven and outright racist ideologies that manipulate our youth in the most formative years of their lives, along with forced masking in schools that has been proven ineffective and a violation of citizens' rights. I do support one's right to wear a mask if they so choose, no questions asked. Otteson also believes voting integrity needs to be restored to protect against fraudulent elections. Quoting, "We just had a massive victory in our Supreme Court regarding ballot drop boxes. However, in Vernon County alone, we have purchased 33 Dominion voting machines that will be used in upcoming elections. People feel defeated, like their voices won't count, and it burdens me to know many people won't vote because of it. I would also like to see hand-counted paper ballots. It's cheaper and eliminates the risk of fraud." The 96th Assembly seat represents Vernon, Crawford, and Monroe counties. Information for this report was used with permission from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.